The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. This Memorial Day weekend, Tony. You going anywhere?
Tony Kornheiser. Downstairs? Maybe? Maybe?
You're still there! It's like 450 days!
Yeah, it's a long time. And I'm vaccinated, too. I don't have to be here.
To what?
But I've grown attached to it.
Why?
I like it.
You don't need it.
Makes me happy. I got the box with all my jackets in it. You know, I go into the box every day, pull out another jacket. It's fun. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Nuggets beat the Blazers. Joe Girardi has a problem with the media. And we've got a game 7 in the NHL. Glad you like it. But we begin today with, as we do so often, the Lakers. The Lakers beat the Suns soundly last night, 109-95. Anthony Davis and LeBron James were dominating. They combined for 55 points. Chris Paul played 27 minutes and was minus 20 when he was on the court. Wilbon, what kind of a chance do you give Phoenix of bouncing back and evening this series on Sunday?
A good chance. The Suns were terrible last night. They were. I mean, there's no other way to say it. And, you know, even you got to say that about your team. And it happens. It happens to everybody's team. The Lakers have looked terrible at times this year. So has everybody. Maybe not the Nets. But I think they'll bounce back. I think they will kick themselves. They will be tough on themselves. They will own this. They will take ownership. I don't know that I've ever seen Devin Booker have that bad a game. He doesn't even have bad games, almost like never. But they had a bad game last night, Tony, in addition to the Suns, the Lakers playing pretty well. The Lakers, that wasn't an A game. That was a B, B minus game. The Suns played a D game. And I expect they will be in the gym. They probably are right now. And tomorrow, they will get rested. Chris Paul will feel better because he started off pretty darn well last night given his shoulder limitations. I think the Suns can and will bounce back on Sunday in Los Angeles.
I love this. I love that you are now doing public relations for the Phoenix Suns and your heart is with the Phoenix Suns. It makes me so happy. I'm going to say something that I say almost all the time, year after year, which is I bet on LeBron. All right, I bet on LeBron. And this is what happened last year. They lost a game one, and then they won 4 in a row, and I believe they did that twice. And last year, the teams they played didn't have their most important player injured, as Chris Paul is injured. If right. Chris Paul goes out there and gives them 27 ineffective minutes, they can't win, Mike. They can't win.
You're presuming that. I'm not presuming he's going to be ineffective. And by the way, if I had said the Suns are going to lose, then you would have come up with some silly spinorama to explain why that was PR. I'm telling you, the Suns are going to bounce back. I'm not saying they're even going to win the game. They're going to bounce back. They're going to play. They're going to give themselves a B-plus or better game. And I think they can even the series at 2.
Well, I think you said they would even the series at 2. Not
yeah,
they can,
well, okay.
But they would. And so I will say another thing, too, that I think should go without saying, but it can't. LeBron James has been to 10 finals. 10 finals. This is what he does. The playoffs are different than the regular season. You got to crawl before you can walk. That's how it worked with Michael Jordan. That's how it works. Phoenix will someday get there, maybe soon, but they don't have a single person of importance on that team that's been to one final. And that's why I'm going with
and
the Lakers.
And by the way, LeBron, who you always bet on, and you should, it's like betting on Brady, LeBron had to crawl. Because the first two years, LeBron didn't even make the playoffs, even though you had him as rookie of the year. He
didn't make the playoffs.
Jordan made the playoffs every year in a Chicago uniform. Every year. LeBron did not.
But was out early.
Up in Portland, like up in your attic, the Nuggets beat the Blazers to take a 2-1 series lead. Nikola Jokic had the game-sealing tip-in and finished with 36, 10, and 5. But Austin Rivers, son of Doc, was Denver's star down the stretch, scoring 16 of his 21 in the fourth quarter, including, Tony, spectacularly, four straight threes. So, who was a more valuable nugget last night, Jokic or Rivers?
So let's go to Austin Rivers for a second, because he did have a great game. As you said, he had 16 points in the fourth. He had four threes in the fourth. That's a Steph Curry game. Nobody expected him to have it. The Knicks didn't expect him to have it, or they wouldn't have traded him. Oklahoma
right.
City didn't
That's
expect right. him to have it, or they wouldn't have released him. And if you can't play in Oklahoma City, you can't play anywhere. So Austin Rivers redeemed himself. But if you're asking me who's the more valuable nugget, the answer to me is Jokic, because of the numbers you gave before that, because of what Jokic has done in the absence of Jamal Murray, because he shot 57% from three, because any time you ask me who's the more valuable nugget, I'm going to give you the same answer.
Yeah.
It's Jokic.
Yeah.
Now, by the way, just to that point, Mike, you voted for him for MVP. You didn't vote for Austin Rivers, I don't think.
No, but I watched every second of this game, and there was lots of screaming. My voice is a little hoarse this morning because last night, Tony, these shots are going in. And here's the one thing I will say. I'm never going to argue with you about Jokic. Not now. Not in the prime of his career and when he's going to be named the MVP any minute now. But, Tony, they needed somebody else to be with him, to ride shotgun with Jokic. And when you got Dame Lillard coming for you, and Dame Lillard, I don't care what his finals number were, he hit three straight threes of his own. And every time you thought, this game's over, Denver's got this now. And somebody would go to the bench. Michael Porter goes to the bench. You know, Michael Malone pulls somebody out of the game. They're going to win. Oh, Dame Lillard, three. And you're like, oh, my God, how can they answer? Austin Rivers had given them enough cushion, Tony, that he was so valuable last night without Austin Rivers in the fourth. Okay, I know that's only one quarter of the game. But without Austin Rivers in the fourth, Denver doesn't win that game. And the story of Austin coming back to the league after being gone 2.5 months and playing for Denver and just wanting to, you mentioned redeem himself, wanting to have that chance and saying, I'll do anything to do this.
Right.
It's kind of a cool story for a guy who's been in big games in his life.
Let me get to that, because he's out of the league thinking that nobody wants him because nobody wants him. And he said last night that he wondered if it was based on a character evaluation. If you go that deeply into your heart and say, maybe this is me, maybe I've given reason people not to want me, and so then you say, I've been humbled by this, and I would do anything to play basketball again, including sit on the bench if that's what you decided. That's an interesting story, especially since, as you say, he's Doc's son, and Doc is so widely respected. Apparently, Austin isn't nearly as respected as Doc, right?
Well, few people are. But, Tony, I found that whole thing fascinating to listen to. And I don't think I realized that. Austin Rivers, long before he became an NBA player. And so, but it's a different view. I'm looking at it from the outside as somebody who's my friend's son. He's been a valuable player in the NBA before, right? He winds up leaving the Knicks, being traded away from the Knicks, where the head coach is his father's longtime lieutenant, Tibbs. I mean, seriously, this is an incredible story. I hope it continues. I want to see this for Austin. I was cheering for him like mad last night, and that game was fascinating. I told you yesterday on the show.
You were cheering for Lillard.
I told you on the show, Chris Paul.
You were cheering for Austin
Rivers. It was going to be
Rivers.
The most fascinating game of the playoffs. Did I not say that to you?
I missed it.
5:40 yesterday. Thanks for paying attention.
Sorry, I missed it and watched the Nats.
Phillies
manager Joe Girardi has decided he is not talking anymore. 3 days after admitting to the media that he lied about Bryce Harper's wrist injury, Girardi said, and I quote, I'm not going to share anything, who's available, who's not available, because I think it's somewhat unfair to us. That's the way we're going to handle it. Just a manager's decision, unquote. Wilbon, does Girardi owe better information to the Philadelphia media?
No, I don't care about the Philadelphia media. I wouldn't care if it was the Washington media 20 years ago when I was in it. Baseball, particularly now that it, like other sports, and soon all the other sports, if not already, have partnered with gambling and gamblers, they're going to have a strict uniform code here about what is told and what isn't. I mean, that's just, you know, that's just the way it's going to have to be, Tone. This is a different age. This is not when you and I were walking in the corner office to talk to even Joe Girardi. And so, you know, it's a different day now. I don't know. And we're not, you and I are not in the pregame ballpark around the cage to know what people are talking about and know what the gamblers have and what they don't have and what's fair and what's not. I don't know this circumstance like I knew the circumstance you and I were in forever and ever. And Joe Girardi's not some unreasonable dude. You can say I'm rooting for him. Yes, I root for him. And you know why? Northwestern zone. I like Joe Girardi. He doesn't ever seem to be unreasonable to me. So I don't, this is about, to me on the outside, this is about gambling and what baseball is going to have to do, because that's who cares about the injury report more than media, the gamblers.
That's right. And that's why they're going to have it in football, and that's why they're going to have it in baseball. Joe Girardi is now Naomi Osaka times 10. What she said was, I'm not going to talk at the French Open. So far, that's all she said. He's saying, if you want information, you're going to have to pry it out of my fingers to give it to you. All right? I mean, he hurt Bryce Harper by not revealing what was wrong with Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper took a pitch to the face and put his wrist up. Okay, he continued to play. His batting average plummeted. He began to get booed. His manager could have helped him by saying something, but he didn't. Joe Girardi may be headed for Gabe Kapler land. Okay? He was fired 2 years in. He was booed in his home opener, Kapler. Okay, Girardi is 53-58 in his second season. And Mike, the Phillies have the fifth highest payroll in all of baseball. And that's not a town where they keep you for a long time if they don't like you. They fired a football coach and a basketball coach in the last 8 months, and a football coach won the Super Bowl.
The people of Philly on your stretch of land, I-95, all right? If I was going to characterize the fan base, I would say the meanest of all the I-95 stops. They don't need a damn injury report. They don't need anything to boo you. Was Santa Claus on the injury report? No. Was Michael Irvin on their? No. He was on the other team and got injured and they booed. Don't make excuses for anybody in Philly when it comes to booing.
Santa Claus was on the DL. And that's why they had a jail down there, as you said the other day. Let's take a break.
They had a jail, and you've seen the people going down to it.
The Clippers and the Celtics are both down 0-2. Which team is more likely to get a win tonight?
And we're just hours from a game 7 between the Wild and Golden Knights. Tony's going to break it down, tell you who's going to win.
That's what I am.
Don't give people in Philly an excuse.
I like
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Toyota. Let's go places.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Time for toss-up. Two men enter, one man leaves, finishes the show, then takes a 3-day weekend while the other still has to work on Monday. Ha! Let's see what's first.
Toss-up, more likely to win their first game tonight, the Clippers or the Celtics?
The Boston's not going to win. Boston's just going to content themselves by booing Kyrie Irving. I don't know how Boston beat Washington to get to number 7. They don't show you anything at all. So this is my half-hearted endorsement of the Clippers, who, Mike, I also don't think will win the game. I mean, I just don't.
So you got both but of them being swept.
Well, I don't know about swept, but I got them both going down 0-3. But maybe playoff P and Kawhi Leonard will find something to justify their contracts and win the game. Maybe.
sometimes teams as good as the Brooklyn Nets, and there aren't many that are as talented, but sometimes teams that are in that position, they get a little bored, and they might throw one, you know, just sort of disinterest for a quarter might lead to a loss. I don't think the Nets seem like that. They seem to be, you know, railing against everybody. They seem like they want to run the table for a while. So I'm not going to go with the Celtics. And the Clippers, they have the talent. They have the wherewithal to win not just a couple of games or games, but the series. But yet I don't trust them. I don't trust the Clippers. The Clippers have been pouty. They got bad P. Not playoff P, bad. You know what bad P is? Bad personality. All right? They don't seem to have a spirit that I would want to play with if I was in the playoffs. So if I have to pick one, I'll go with the Clippers, but I think, like you, Tony, they're both going out in five games or less.
Next.
Toss-up, who do you favor in tonight's Game 7, the Wild or the Golden Knights?
So full disclosure, I can't name anybody on either team except Marc-Andre Fleury, who's the goalie for Vegas. He's the guy who used to get rid of the Capitals all the time when he played for Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And so that's why when he played for Vegas and the Capitals beat him in the Stanley Cup Finals, I was very happy, including going through Pittsburgh on the way to Vegas. He's a really good goalie, though. His goals against is 1.66. If he plays, I think they will win. There's a couple of great stats here, Mike. The coach of Vegas is 5-0 in game sevens at three different stops, 5-0. But the Wild is 3-0 in game sevens, all on the road. So some streak ends tonight.
Yeah. Tony, the thing about Marc-Andre Fleury that's interesting is, while his goals against is really low, it's tight. It's a reflection of the team's defense. His save percentage is not quite, you know, there even with his goals against. And that the defense for that team is really good. That usually serves you well the later you go in the playoffs. And this Minnesota record, Tony, of being 3-0 all on the road in game sevens is fascinating. I'm going to go with Minnesota. I'm going to go with the Wild to keep that particular streak going.
I'm going the other way. That's it. Let's take one last break, but still to come, will Manchester City or Chelsea win the Champions League tomorrow? Wilbon will tell you.
Yeah, hold your breath. Keep waiting on that one. Will Knicks fans, after game 3 tonight in Atlanta, have something to celebrate?
Yeah.
I'm going to get tired of Knicks fans.
Can they go up 2-1 in the first round of the...
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Playoff. Happy time, people. Happy 83rd birthday, Jerry West. Quite simply, Jerry West has had the longest, greatest career of anyone ever in basketball. He was an All-American in West Virginia and the most outstanding player in the 1959 Final Four. He won Olympic gold in 1960. West was first team All-NBA 10 times. There's a reason they called him Mr. Clutch. He won 8 championships as an executive with the Lakers and Warriors. Now he's trying to get one with the Clippers. And oh yeah, West is the model for the NBA logo. If you need him, call Bel Air Country Club. He's happy to chat. Pro basketball doesn't go back 120 years like baseball. It goes back about 75 years. Some of the greatest players in history are still with us. West, Oscar Robertson, Bill Russell, Lenny Wilkins, Bob Pettit, and Sam Jones are in their 80s. Bob Cousy is in his 90s.
Tony, when you see those video clips of Jerry West in the old Boston Garden, I'm sorry, that gives me goosebumps. I was a kid. I grew up with that. Jerry West is just one of the coolest people in the world. Fittingly, his son, Johnny West, is one of the coolest young guys in the world. And his daughter-in-law, Michelle Wee, is one of the coolest people on the planet. All, you know, Jerry West, just this coolness all around him. I have loved being able to sit in arenas before games and listen to Jerry West tell stories. Nothing like it.
Happy anniversary, Steve Ballmer. Around this day 7 years ago, the former Microsoft chief executive agreed to buy the Los Angeles Clippers when the NBA determined Donald Sterling was no longer a fit owner. Ballmer paid $2 billion for the Clippers, who had never won anything. In the 5 most recent sales before that, no team sold for more than $550 million. That was the Bucks in 2014, just before Ballmer bought the Clippers. In 2012, the Pelicans sold for $338 million. Again, Ballmer spent $2 billion. He personally inflated the worth of every other team in the league. In 2017, the Rockets sold for $2.2 billion. The Rockets. The Jazz went for $1.7 billion in Utah. You want to know the definition of being in the right place at the right time? Ballmer's dear friend at Harvard was Bill Gates. Hello?
Yeah, Tony, isn't it interesting how the last video session and happy birthday, Jerry West, you never saw him getting up out of the chair and going wild. And he's Jerry West. Ballmer, that's all he does is get up out of the chair and go wild. Tony, he's good for the NBA as an owner. You seem annoyed by him. You seem like, you know, you're dismissive of him. Ballmer, though he hasn't won anything yet, and there's a lot of owners, including some you like a lot, who haven't won squat douche. This guy hasn't won, but I think he's very good for the NBA, and I'm not just talking about the bottom line.
You love everybody today. Happy trails to a home run from Mitch Haniger. Seattle's Haniger was robbed of a home run last night as Texas's 28-year-old rookie center fielder, Adolis Garcia, went up and over the wall to bring it back. Not only did Garcia take away this run,
great
he also
catch.
Threw out a runner at the plate later in the game. Texas lost, but not because of Garcia, whose story is fascinating. He's originally from Cuba. He defected to the United States and signed with the Cardinals, who gave him a brief look and then traded him to the Rangers a couple of years ago for cash considerations, the proverbial ham sandwich. Now, after being called up early in the season, Garcia's playing great defensively, and he's hitting bombs. He's tied with Vlad Guerrero Jr. for the Major League home run lead with 16.
Not often the St. Louis Cardinals get a big, big, big F on a personnel decision. They got this one wrong. It makes me happy. Did I like that?
Quick to the big finish. Buck Stoll and Dante DiVincenzo out for the season with a foot tendon injury. Big deal?
Yes, Tony. He's one of those athletic players who can play out on the wing, play multiple positions defensively, and they won't have him going forward. Knicks-Hawks game 3 tonight in Atlanta. Who you got?
My heart says the Knicks. My head says the Hawks. Hurricanes eliminated the Predators. Your thoughts?
The Hurricanes are going to host the Lightning next, Tony. I hate these divisional playoffs. I really do. Patriots wide receiver Kendrick Bourne says Mac Jones has swag. What? In an OTA swag?
Of course he has swag. He's national champion quarterback. Stop it. Last one, Champions League final tomorrow. Manchester City and Chelsea. Who you got?
Chelsea is the team I've adopted, Tony. I've seen Pulisic in person. I got to go with Chelsea.
Fantastic. Did you love Pulisic too? We're out of time. Try to do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Have a great weekend, knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on the app or Apple Podcasts. And now, here's SportsCenter. Happy Memorial
Eddie,
Day.
Michael, and Gooch. Had a great time. Hope you did too.